Frustrating, I suppose, to finish third behind two Brits in London.
I think these two are unbelievable riders. They ride, they win anywhere, and for sure in England they're more hot to win. I think I can be very proud. My horse jumped unbelievable. He's been jumping really good lately, and I'm super proud to be third here.
Yeah, and how did you approach the jump off? There were a lot of people having mistakes early on.
Yeah, I think, okay, for sure there were still three, four really good ones behind me, so you need to try to ride a little bit your own round, and it worked out well. I tried to go as fast as possible. The horse is also only nine, so he can use a little bit more experience in the, okay, it's not a super big ring, but I think the course designer did a fantastic job, and it's an amazing show here.
And when you went clear, did you think, oh, I've got a chance here?
Okay, the horse from nature is quite quick. I think he knows how to go forward, and he jumps really good. For sure, like I said, there's really good ones behind me, and I was just a little bit too slow to beat Ben. But then if you see Scott coming, Daniel coming, there's still so many afterwards. So you just need to try to ride as quick as possible and try to leave the rails up.
This is quite a raucous crowd here. How much do you like competing here?
I think I love it here. I think it's a fantastic show. They all do a very good job organizing the show. I mean, like, if you see H&M, what it does for the show and the organizers, it's just a fantastic show to ride here, and I would like to come back next year.
Well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.